as the alarm kicks in for another day.
From the moment your feet hit the floor,
we've got all you need to know before heading out the front door.
Live from just around the corner,
to make the feel-good last,
this is Michael for breakfast.
G'day and welcome to a bite of Brekkie, a little moment where you can catch up on some of the interviews you missed during the week. On the way, we get to chat with the hilarious and the unstoppable Jimmy Reese. You may have seen him across your social media or on Taskmaster on Channel 10 as well. He is a gem and he's catching up with us because he's in the Southwest this weekend, Saturday night, actually, two shows at Breck. Jackson Dillon as well from Lake Cave is going to be talking with us because it's the perfect time, you know, with Easter holidays just around the corner, to take the family out and explore some caves. And Lake Cave actually is like in peak condition. It may never look like this again for another like 70 years. It's been 70 years since it looked this good. But let's start with an absolute legend of Australian music. We love him at Triple M. We play his music every single day. And he is at Margaret River Heart Saturday the 23rd. You may have heard me catching up with him through the week, but this is the full unedited chat with the one and only Mark Lazotte. That's how he's known to his family and friends. You might know him better as Johnny Diesel.
Yeah, no one's called me Johnny in a long time, but yeah, that's another story.
Yeah, because your name has evolved.
You've got 10 minutes. Well, yeah, look, you know, the thing was, there was actually two legitimate Johns in the band when it started. And that band made one album, and it was actually named after the bass player in the band. It was never meant to be for me. So I had to go along with it because me being the singer in the band, it was a waste of time trying to explain to everybody, that's not me. It's actually named after the bass player. His name was John Delzell. You can see where it came from. Yep. And yeah, that was one album. I went solo after that and kind of used Diesel ever since just for recognition. And so I never was Johnny, technically, and I'm certainly not now, not 33 years later.
and 33 years later, 16 albums since then, Bootleg Melancholy dropped last year, the single Forever as well. Are we getting a taste of new Diesel mixed with classic Diesel for Saturday show?
Yeah, look, I think the show, because I've been doing theatres and when things started opening up, we went into some theatres in regional Victoria, New South Wales, and kind of, yeah, it was really cathartic to be doing theatres at that point and very intimate. And we've kind of expanded out and, you know, the album came out at the end of last year, Bootleg Melancholy. And so we're continuing that theatre tradition in some really beautiful, intimate environments. And it allows me to really kind of explore all the corners of my catalogue, the blues side, of course. You know, I've been really blessed with having a lot of hits, you know. It's like, there's no other word for them. Big, fat, juicy hits. So I'm really, really thankful for that. You know, some people tour on one song. You know, I've released a greatest hits a few years ago and it had 30 singles on it. So yeah, people might know me as for one song and that's fine and they can come. They're more than welcome. But yeah, they're going to get like 16 albums worth of material. And of course they will get hits, but it's a very expansive show because, yeah, I've got like more than three decades of music now to try to roll out through. So,
and is that what keeps drawing you back to live performance? Because we know so many artists eventually get sort of tired of touring and they go, oh, I'm just going to stick to the studio now. Maybe there'll be like a comeback tour at some point. But what keeps drawing you back? Is it that ability to explore everything you've done?
I think it is. It's also, you know, the challenge. You know, I like the fact that no matter how good the last show was, you know, and I walk off stage, thankfully, I walk off just so happy a lot of the times and just thinking, God, how, you know, that was amazing. Like, what's tomorrow going to be like? And tomorrow has to be amazing again and more amazing and on it goes. It's kind of absurd when you think about it, but you're making like an ice sculpture up there and people come in and go, wow, look at that amazing ice sculpture. And then 2 hours later, it's a puddle of water on the floor. That's, you know, the best analogy I can. You can't, you know, put it in a bottle, save it. I guess you can record a show, but even live recordings, they're never quite like what was happening in that moment in the air. You know, I have to conjure up music when I walk on stage, make it, there's nothing there before and I have to make it on the spot. And that challenge is what keeps me going. I think I also, you know, get a lot of ideas, whether I know it or not. Subconsciously, I'm kind of expanding and pushing outwards and experimenting while I'm on stage. And a lot of those little experiments become, you know, song ideas at some point later, you know, in the studio. The studio is definitely a private little wonderland, but, you know, I can't imagine just doing that all the time. I need to be in front of people and have that feeling of immediacy, you know, where it's just, you feel like, you know, this urgency of like, you've got to do something like right there on the spot, you know? Yeah, I need that. That urgency is what I thrive on. So yeah, it's a really kind of work in progress. It's at the end of the day though, people, you know, come and see my shows and they go, wow, you know, that was it's so, you know, different. Or, you know, I remember I saw your show, blah, blah, blah. And whatever's burnt into their brain, I need to burn that, and not in a bad way, but I need to, like, you need an update every time you come and see me, because I don't, you know, I'm not finished. I'm a work in progress, and I keep burning the book every time I, you know, get on stage. So I don't want people to just be locked off on some, you know, I don't subscribe myself personally to, like, you know, those were the good old days and, oh, music was so great then. Music is great now. There's so many good artists that are scaring the pants off me. And as long as I still get scared by how good something is, I feel that there's, you know, so much future in music. It's the only problem is there's just so much of it being released now. And I don't think that's a problem. It's just, you know, there's not enough minutes in the day. So
I love the passion. I love to see the fire in the belly all these years on. And this is why you go and see live music. As Mark said, it's about the moment. And you can see Diesel Saturday, 23rd of March, Heart Theatre, Margaret River. Get your tickets through dieselmusic.com.au. Speaking of being here and in the moment, do you have any sort of time on your hands when you come to the Southwest to maybe explore a
Not a lot. Yeah. But I'm going to jump in that ocean. I mean, I've never actually been to Margaret River.
Really?
And, you know, Perth was one of the places my parents finally settled. And they said, you know, right, enough moving around. We're going to settle here. This is after they moved to Arizona and Albury. And, you know, we started in Little Compton, Rhode Island on the East Coast. So snow and, you know, very harsh weather at times of the year. Beautiful summers. But, you know, when they saw WA and they saw that coastline, and there's only one other place in the world that I've experienced, and I'm sure there are a few others, but there's only one other place in the world that looks like the WA coastline. It was Portugal. Like that was a big surprise to me. I was in outside of Lisbon once, and I thought this could be West Coast Highway. And you know, so all this talk I've heard about how beautiful Margaret River is, and I've never been there. So I've been looking at it on geo maps, and I see where the river meets the ocean and everything. I want to see that, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And we are looking forward to having you here, mate. Diesel is here Saturday, the 23rd of March, Margaret River, Heart. You've got to be there for the moment. And Mark Lazotte, thank you so much for having a chat with me.
Well, thanks for having me.
Joining us on the line now, you may have seen him on your social media. Maybe you watched him in Taskmaster. Well, you can see him live very shortly. It's the one and only Jimmy Rees.
G'day, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh,
I'm very excited.
Oh.
That applause you'll hear in person very shortly. 23rd of March, we have two big shows in Bunbury. Don't forget, Friday night before, you're going to be in Albany, so you're going to be covering a few Ks, mate.
Oh, yeah. I will go and see the Dog Rock or whatever. That's all you see in Albany, I think. The rock that looks like a dog.
Yes.
And then I'll be over to Bunbury.
I mean, in Albany, you can go to the whaling station if you want, if that's your bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Let's go there. Yeah.
Well, this is what it's all about. Let's get regional. You haven't tackled a regional tour of this scale before. What can we expect?
Yeah, look, it's kind of a concoction of all the random things you see from me online, whether that's on YouTube or Facebook or wherever you watch, or TikTok. I bring, yeah, some of the characters that people love from those videos that people enjoy and get shared around. And yeah, I'll just have some fun with the audience, there's a bit of audience participation. I've got a segment at the start of the show, which I leave for regional, you know, local knowledge. There's some gags in there. It's like one of those border control pass the test, you know, videos that I've made of some of the other states and cities and videos. So that's like we'll do a Bunbury one. And then, yeah, what else? There's a bit of everything. The Guy Decides is there, one of the fabulous ladies of Brighton, darling. And I do a Meanwhile in Australia. It's like we're making a video, but live with no editing. So you have to forgive me for that one because it goes horribly wrong all of the time.
Excellent. And you do get your tickets now. It's going to be at Breck. There's a 6 p.m. show on Saturday the 23rd and the 8:45 p.m. show. Get your tickets. And you can even get a special VIP package. There's some great things in there, of course, like an awesome seat. And yeah, okay, you get to meet Jimmy, but the real piece of gold, the nugget within the VIP package, is a $50 Audible voucher.
I've done some ads with Audible, right?
Yes. You know?
I feel that lots of people have seen them.
Yeah, I would say that you are an ambassador.
Yes, absolutely.
But I'm a little bit disappointed that the only books that you've narrated are your own.
What do you want me to narrate? What would be classics on your list? You want me to do something by Dickens?
That would be great. A Christmas Carol with Jimmy Reeves.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah. How about we re-record Stephen Fry's version of Harry Potter? Like, he's getting on now. I can do that.
Absolutely.
Wingardium Leviosa. That series of ads, like the Audible ads, is it's got like my son came home with a couple of his friends from basketball, and they're like, "We saw you in an ad, and you're in bed with another woman." I was like, "Okay, all right, okay." So they had this idea to have, you know, like I'm listening in bed to Audible. I'm so engrossed in the audiobook that like my wife's getting annoyed. But then they said, would Tori like to be in it? My actual wife? And you're like, no, she's not an actress. She'd be a bit too nervous about it. So she said no. And then I thought they might have come up with a different idea. No, just recast it. So we have to do a bit of explaining to my son for that one.
That'd be great if on the next one also your son gets recast and there's just TV, Jimmy's family, and real Jimmy's family.
And real Jimmy's family, that's it.
Jimmy Rees, make sure you catch him at the Bunbury Regional Entertainment Centre Saturday the 23rd of March, 6 p.m. and 8:45 show. Well done on that as well, going back to back. You're brave.
Oh yeah, no, it's good. The first show, people they come see the show and then they go out for a drink and a meal, and then it's the opposite for the later one where they've already had a meal and some, and then they come to the show. So there's two polar opposite audiences there.
We are absolutely looking forward to it. Jimmy, thank you so much for jumping on.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Joining us on the line now is the Assistant General Manager of Jewel Cave, Lake Cave, The Lighthouse, you name it. He does it all. It's Jackson Dillon. Hi, Jackson.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks, mate. It's nearly holiday time. You know, Easter is just around the corner. A very busy period for all of the places that you work through. Are we expecting big crowds through all the caves?
Yeah. Easter's one of the busiest times of the year. That long weekend, it's always nice and busy down here. So definitely, we'll be nice and busy. Book ahead if you're planning to come and check us out.
And it could be one of the best times potentially ever to have seen Lake Cave, one of the most iconic caves here in the Southwest. It is at a sort of stunning level at the moment, the water.
Yeah, absolutely. Since the fires that burned through back in 2021, we've seen the water within the cave reach levels that we haven't seen for well over 50 years.
Is that somehow connected to the fires?
Yeah, we do believe so. Vegetation up above being burnt quite severely means that the rainwater wasn't getting soaked up as much as it would normally be, which allowed the cave to essentially recharge and fill back up with water. It took some time, but it definitely is a cause relation.
It's pretty magical to see, but also when you think about that, I wonder if it's just like the harmony of nature and that, like, you know, if we know that the Australian bush kind of goes through cycles of bushfire, and that when that happens, water is therefore stored below ground for the next batch of vegetation.
Yeah, absolutely. There's significant evidence within pretty much most of the caves in the Southwest and countless others around the world that do show evidence of bushfires having burnt through and ripped through the area many, many thousands of years ago. So caves are definitely, they've definitely seen a lot more than we've seen.
If you have to name like a favourite cave in the region, what are you heading to? Is it Lake Cave at the moment? Is the beauty of Jewel Cave or Mammoth Cave?
Yeah, it's one of those questions we get asked so many times by visitors that come through. It is really, really hard to give people an answer on that one. But just because of how full Lake Cave is at the moment and the fact that I myself, I've worked here for 7+ years, I've never seen it this full. It's sort of a limited time thing. So I'm really pushing people to go and check out Lake Cave just while it is full. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really.
And before I let you go, how does one get involved as a cave guide, and how did you find yourself working there for now 7 years?
So the answer I usually tell people is that I just fell into it. It's a hole in the ground. But no, I actually got this job through a work placement through the Margaret River High School. I grew up down here, and it turned out to work out really well for me. But to become a cave guide, sometimes we pop applications up on Seek, and really you've just got to have a love and a passion for the region, the nature that we live in. A bit of geology background always helps as well, but not absolutely necessary. Just have a nice, friendly personality and willing to share this amazing part of Australia with people that come through.
Have you ever wanted to take your passion deeper and get into a bit of spelunking?
I like that pun, a little bit deeper. You know, I actually have done a bit of spelunking. Last year I was in Tasmania and went through with a lady called Deborah Hunter, who's a local conservationist over there. Climbing, crawling, squeezing, you name it, definitely was very different to what we have here at these caves with stairs, boardwalks and lighting the whole way through.
Jackson Dillon from Lake Cave, he says, get there. It's a limited time event. And so why not take the family and see just one of the masterpieces of natural beauty here in the Southwest?
Absolutely.
Thanks for stopping by for a little bite of brekkie. You can catch my full shows from 6 a.m. weekdays. And don't forget to follow us across all the socials. And you can even join the Everything Southwest group on Facebook, as that's a great way for you to get in touch. So I'll catch you through the week. We'll be back here for another bite of brekkie.